Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Monthly Bill Payment and Organizer by Samet Kakir is a practical budgeting logbook created for readers who want a structured, paper-based way to manage recurring household finances. Rather than presenting financial theory or a complex planning system, the book focuses on one clear purpose: helping users record monthly bills, payment status, balances, and due dates in a consistent format. The available details indicate that it is organized as a long-term bill tracker with a 5-year checklist layout, large 8.5 by 11-inch pages, and ample space for ongoing entries. This makes it especially suitable for people who prefer visible, manual tracking over apps or spreadsheets. As a result, the book sits in the personal finance organizer category, where its value comes from simplicity, routine, and clarity. It is designed to reduce missed payments, improve day-to-day awareness of obligations, and support more disciplined home budgeting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a long-term bill tracking format built around recurring monthly obligations. The core strength of this logbook is that it is built around the reality of recurring bills rather than one-time budgeting ideas. Monthly expenses tend to repeat, and many financial problems come from losing track of due dates, partial payments, or balances that carry forward from one cycle to the next. This book addresses that problem with a long-term checklist structure, allowing the user to maintain continuity over time, instead of starting over each month. That matters because bill management is not only about recording numbers. It is about creating a stable reference system that shows what has been paid, what remains open, and what still needs attention. The 5-year format also makes the book useful for readers who want to see patterns over time, not just a single month at a glance. In that sense, it functions as a routine management tool more than a general budgeting planner, giving recurring obligations a dedicated place in a household finances system. Secondly, a manual organizing system for users who want visibility without digital tools. This book is clearly aimed at readers who prefer physical organization over budgeting apps, spreadsheets, or online bill systems. That choice is important because manual tracking can improve visibility in a different way. The act of writing bills down creates a tangible record that remains easy to review on a desk, in a drawer, or alongside other household paperwork. For many users, this reduces the risk of forgetting obligations because the tracker becomes part of a regular paper routine. The design appears intentionally straightforward rather than crowded with advanced financial categories, which makes it approachable for individuals with limited budgeting experience, as well as for families that want a shared household record. Its usefulness depends less on financial complexity and more on consistency. In practical terms, the logbook gives users a central place to gather due dates, payment confirmations, and balance notes, which can simplify monthly planning and reduce the need to search through scattered reminders, bank alerts, or phone notes. Thirdly, payment, balance, and due date tracking that supports financial control. The book is not only a checklist, it is also a control tool for monitoring the status of household bills. By tracking payments and balances together, it helps users connect the amount owed with the timing of payment and the result of each transaction. That connection is useful because financial stress often increases when people know they have bills, but cannot quickly see what is already handled and what still needs action. A logbook that records payment status can reduce that uncertainty by turning the monthly cycle into a visible workflow. It also supports better timing decisions, since users can compare upcoming due dates with available funds and prioritize obligations accordingly. The presence of balance tracking suggests an emphasis on keeping a closer eye on account movement, which can be especially helpful for households managing variable expenses or multiple recurring charges. In this way, the book encourages orderliness, but more importantly, it helps users maintain practical control over obligations that might otherwise feel fragmented and difficult to monitor. Fourthly, large format layout designed for clarity, space, and repeated use, the reported 8.5 by 11-inch format and 120 plus pages are not cosmetic details. They shape how the book can actually be used. A large page size gives users more room to write bills, due dates, amounts, and notes without compressing information into a cramped layout. That matters in a logbook because readability is part of its usefulness. If the entries are easy to scan, users can return to the page quickly when checking what has been paid or what still requires attention. The page count also indicates that the book is intended for repeated long-term use, not as a short-term worksheet. In practical budgeting terms, a more spacious format can support a cleaner routine, especially for households with multiple monthly obligations. It can also make the book easier to share among family members or use as a central home finance record. Compared with small, minimalist planners, this type of layout tends to prioritize usability and record-keeping capacity over portability, which aligns with its role as a household budgeting logbook. Lastly, a straightforward budgeting tool focused on avoiding missed payments and reducing stress. The book's practical value lies in prevention. Missed payments can lead to late fees, service interruptions, and unnecessary stress, so a reliable bill tracker can serve as an early warning system. This organizer is positioned to help users avoid those problems by creating a regular habit of review and documentation. It does not promise investment guidance or broad financial education. Instead, it concentrates on one of the most immediate and recurring problems in personal finance, which is staying current on monthly obligations. That narrow focus is part of what makes it effective. Many budgeting books try to cover every aspect of money management, but a bill payment logbook can be more useful when the user mainly needs structure, reminders, and a dependable place to record essentials. The simplicity of the format also lowers the barrier to consistent use, which is critical because any budgeting tool only works if it is actually maintained. In that sense, the book is less about abstract financial strategy and more about building a dependable administrative habit around home budgeting. In conclusion, Monthly Bill Payment and Organizer will appeal most to readers who want a practical, low-complexity way to manage household bills on paper. It is especially suitable for families, individuals with multiple recurring expenses, and anyone who prefers writing things down rather than relying on digital reminders. Its main benefit is organizational rather than analytical. It helps users see what is due, what has been paid, and what remains outstanding in one consistent place. That makes it useful for reducing missed payments, avoiding late fees, and maintaining a clearer monthly routine. Compared with many other budgeting books, it stands out because it does not attempt to teach broad financial theory or push a complicated system. Instead, it offers a focused bill tracking structure with a long-term checklist format and large practical pages. For readers who need a dependable home finance record rather than a comprehensive money course, that narrow and functional approach is the book's greatest advantage. It is best understood as a working organizer, not a financial strategy manual. If you would like to support Samet Kakir, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.